Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Stephen Moore back on the show. Stephen has been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 14 years when he first joined us. We're like baseball. We keep up with these things. And he is he's an economist. He's a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I consider that to be a dream job. He's the author of a number of books, including co-authoring the book The End of Prosperity and at least one more in that series. And he's our good friend Stephen Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Has it really been 14 years?
It has been, yeah, 1999. Wow. It was the year after I started in 97, within a year, so you were on the show. We've known you a long time, Cato and the Club for Growth,
right.
and now you've moved over to what I consider to be the dream job, the editorial
right.
board of the Wall Street Journal. Hey, The End of
You're
Prosperity,
right.
I don't have the other book in front of me. What's the companion book to that one?
Oh, that's called Return to Prosperity.
There it is. That's it. Yeah, so...
So that's folks, the optimistic book.
There you go. Stephen, I'm trying to remember in my long life when I've seen as many scandals. We've had a lot of scandals. I was not part of, but I was certainly paying attention to Watergate back in the 70s. I was a kid, a young guy, but I was watching it, and I saw how serious it was. I'm trying to remember when there have been as many different serious scandals to hit an administration. Can you remember another time like this?
Well, not in my lifetime. And I think what's interesting about this past week, Jim, is, I've been on the road a lot lately. And, when I get outside of the Washington Beltway bubble that I
right.
live in, outside the belly of the beast, I've been asking people, are you paying attention to this scandal? And people, universally say they really are, and they care about it, and they're worried about it. And I think the reason for that, Jim, is that all of us live in mortal fear of the IRS, right?
That's right.
The most powerful enforcement agency of government, even more powerful than the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Right.
They have the almost unlimited powers to investigate your life and literally to knock on your door.
So
I
we've
think
got
that's the reason this has resonated with people.
So we've got the Benghazi, which I consider that to be a cover up. I mean, I think most people are going. I think we're going to find out. We are finding out Benghazi is a cover up. And even though four dead Americans are involved here, I don't think that somehow that didn't register. We've got the AP story where the Justice Department spied on the Associated Press. We got the Fox reporters that are being called co-conspirators. I think that's obviously that's a scandal. But like you say, with all those things, the IRS is the thing that's getting people's attention because it could happen to them.
Right, and it can happen to you as a businessman or woman. It
yep.
can happen to you as just a worker. It can happen to you as a spouse. Anyone can be audited, and it's a frightening experience, and they can confiscate money in your bank account. They can put you in jail. And by the way, just to be fair here, I mean, the IRS has been an agency that has been abused by every president, virtually every president, going
right.
back to Franklin Roosevelt.
Right.
And so this has been about, and this is one of the reasons, Jim, you and I talk about this all the time, we don't want to concentrate so much power in Washington.
That's right. That's exactly right. And isn't it interesting that the week before, the president was at Ohio State, I think it is, or was it Columbia? I've forgotten. And he said, when people tell you, and I'm paraphrasing, folks, I'm going to do the best I can. When people tell you that big government is bad for you, don't listen to those voices. Now, that's essentially what he said, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it was. And boy,
and then a week later, the IRS thing pops up, and there's Big Brother. And now, Stephen, we know that the issue is not even just nonprofits like Tea Party folks not getting their designations they want. We're actually hearing from people who contributed to Romney who know that they got targeted. Individuals, businesses.
Well, that's right, and you know, you're so right to bring up what Obama said in that commencement address, because this is a president who really does believe in the power of big government to do good. And you know, it sort of reminds me of the old, you know, joke in the 80s. You know, the two great lies of that decade were I'll still love you in the morning, and you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Exactly.
And I think that's what Barack Obama really believes. And what they have done, I you know, my philosophy here is.
Hold on to that thought, Steve. I want to come back. We're going to come back, folks, and talk about this a little bit more. This, folks, this is not a partisan issue. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an issue of the Constitution and of the future of our country. The things that are going on right now, I believe the resolution of which will impact the way you and I live in America in the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.